Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you out of Spokane, Washington. And we are in the heart of the American Redoubt. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday. And, well, there's always something to talk about with President Trump.
Yes.
And he's always got this huge myriad of attacks going on around him.
You continuously. Know, continuously.
It's as much info and material to talk about as Biden has. You know what I mean?
Right.
As much as we can actually, anything about Biden, you try not to make fun of him too hard, because just describing what he's doing makes fun of him in and of itself. Right.
You right. Know, to any reasonable, rational person listening to what we have to listen to, this individual that was placed into the executive position of our government is
stumbling, bumbling, embarrassing. You know, we don't even have to say anything derogatory about him. He does it all himself.
Right. All we'd have to do is just play recordings of the latest statement that he made.
And I know.
There's definitely some strange shifting going on. Strange things happening in the world right now.
It's true. But, you know, but before we change the topic about Trump, the thing is, you know, they love to hate him because they actually hate us. And he's the one that is speaking on our behalf.
Right.
So what we all have to grasp is that same vitriol you see against him is actually what they are thinking of us real Americans.
Absolutely.
Only he's the mouthpiece that has to be the receiving end of all of it.
And, well, he's the leader.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the thing that terrifies them, because the sleeping giant, the overwhelming majority of Americans who are, you know, conservative, they don't want this woke agenda. The only thing holding the traction back is lack of leadership.
Right.
And he is a rallying force that that's why all guns are on him.
That's right. And he's not even in office. Just imagine.
Right.
You know, that's pretty astonishing that somebody can have that much sway over so many tens of millions of people and not even be officially in office.
Right.
You know, so
they still continue to attack him.
Well, yeah, because it's actually us. You know, they're still attacking us. This communist coup will continue to attack us, real Americans.
Right. Yeah, this latest balloon debacle. You know, they're trying to do the deflecting and play it down. Oh, this is a routine thing. This isn't the first time. This has happened before. This is not uncommon.
Right.
You know, but
well, and it's, as it turns out, it's a lie. We're they're trying to jump in and counter Biden's huge botch job by saying, oh yeah, there were actually 3 Chinese spy balloons during the Trump presidency that were over America. And apparently that has just been flat out disproven by 2 former Department of National Intelligence directors say the report of the Chinese balloons under Trump is fake. And so, you know, obviously that's just going to be the fact that they're embarrassed by how he responded. And so now they're going to try to flip it back to Trump, and it's just a flat out lie.
Well, they need, and plus it would help them if it were a lie. But if it were a lie, here's the problem. This is how communists have painted themselves into the corner, because Marjorie Taylor Greene just opened up an inquiry into why President Trump was not informed of these incursions by the Department of Defense. So now it's a beautiful setup, because they're saying, oh, this is, Biden didn't do anything unusual. This is a common occurrence.
Right.
And now, so now Marjorie Taylor Greene is saying, then why wasn't President Trump informed of these incursions? And now they're going, oh,
right.
This is
you paint yourself with one lie or another.
Yes.
That's beautiful. That's like the work of the Lord right there.
Right.
You know, this is how you expose the truth, is you corner the liar,
yep,
right, with their own lies. And so one statement that was made was watch, they're going to retract the three Trump balloons story because it implicates treasonous acts by General Mattis and other DOD officials, and they don't want Congress exposing the DOD's pro-China corruption.
Right.
I'm like, ooh.
Yep. Oh, you know, everywhere they turn, they open a Pandora's box of just cluster mess that just... It should lead to their destruction. Their,
yep, that's right.
Their criminal charges, the removal from office, and this is just the latest example of what's happening to them.
Right.
Where's the follow-up?
Right, exactly. And I hope this is the impetus to Americans to actually oust this communist coup. Look at what they just let happen, and the fact that our southern border is wide open.
Right.
And I mean, we are under such huge attack, and nobody's kicking these people out of their positions for breaking the law.
Right.
I mean, just openly, brazenly breaking the law. And even if they didn't want to call it a communist coup, which is ridiculous because that's exactly what it is.
Right.
The incompetence alone should have had every last one of these idiots ousted 2 years ago.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you can't have an open border even for a week and not be breaking the law in one of these positions.
Well, and then not to mention these classified documents.
Right.
You know, with a Chinese compromised son living in the same house with these classified documents, where they'll take a private snuffy falling asleep on guard duty during a training exercise and want to court-martial him.
Right, exactly.
And so now it's like nothing happens to these people. So the Republicans, you know, all your committees and all your investigations are great, but what are you going to do with it?
Right.
You know, why are January 6th prisoners still sitting in prison? What happened to Marjorie Taylor Greene and those other two congressmen locked out of the jail where they were there to investigate mistreatment of the prisoners? And that's been a year ago now.
I know.
And then
exactly.
Now what? They all just moved on, went to the cocktail parties and
had a really, really expensive $500 dinner and forgot all about them.
Right. That prison is still open.
Yeah,
I mean, why is
it
not shut down? Why are these people not released? And so this is, you know, frustration felt by Americans across the country.
Well, so, and check this out. Listen to what also happened during this. Watch the balloon, everybody. The House Intelligence Chair accuses Biden of trying to change the news by offering Congress a Trump classified documents briefing on the same day as the Chinese spy balloon uproar began.
Oh, boy.
So he went in there trying to go, oh, quick, let's totally cover this up. Let's cover this up with some other
right.
piece of news, you know.
Don't look at the baroon. Look over here.
That's right.
It's just.
And not only that, but it keeps going on. We'll get to that in segment two because there's something else that was quite astonishing that happened during this whole balloon thing that you're not going to be happy about at all. And they hit it very, very well. So we'll get to that in segment two, though.
So can't wait to hear that.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, this whole balloon thing. What a catastrophe. What a shameful thing for our nation while the Chinese sit there and laugh.
It's a couple notches below the Afghan botched operation.
Exactly.
It's
that's the best way. That's the best category to put it in.
Yeah. Just another embarrassing failure for the country. So,
yep.
Let's do something on the positive side and let's get into the word of
yes,
the day.
Yes, let's do. Let's please do.
Yeah. Lots going on. Boy, I don't even know if we'll get into talking about the earthquake. That is just astounding.
Oh, I know.
Into the tens of thousands now.
Yep.
Couple of really cool stories. Babies were born
yeah.
while their mothers were trapped under the debris. They gave birth and they were able to get holes busted open and hand the brand new baby out the hole.
That baby has a destiny. I'll tell you what.
Oh my goodness! No kidding. Yeah.
Blessings for that little boy or girl, and whatever their job in life is, because it's got to be huge.
Yep.
Okay, right. So the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 10, which read under the title, By Grace Through Faith. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not for yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. And that's it.
Hmm.
And, well, this is kind of an answer, almost a continuation of what we read yesterday from Isaiah 56, where he's talking about certain people being rewarded with being able to be right in the house of the Lord, within his own walls.
Yes.
Right? That they get special consideration, and they have special place in heaven right there next to him.
Wow.
Well, and so this part is super cool, and the fact that it says he raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So, I mean,
right, it does go with it.
Isn't that cool that first of all, we get to sit there right there with him, right? That, you know,
and it's not too far off.
Right. And I had described to some of our listeners quite a while back about a Hillary Clinton dream that the Lord sent me, where the Lord was actually questioning Hillary Clinton from the time, you know, about her whole life, from the time she was a little girl until, you know, till the end. And
right.
And we were all sitting alongside him as he was questioning her in a courtyard.
Right.
And with stone arches and everything. And it's just really cool because the fact that it says that and made us to sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And so there's some really cool notes on this also that are pretty enlightening. Like it says for verse 6, where it says, sit together in Christ Jesus. The three togethers in verses 5 and 6 note our union with Christ, 1, in his resurrection, 2, in his ascension, and 3, in his present rule at God's right hand. From this place of partnership, he grants that we share in the present works of his kingdom's power, like it says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. And then it goes on to describe that in verse 7, in the ages to come, meaning whatever glories of Christ's kingdom, dominion, and authority may be experienced and enjoyed in the present era, it is clear that there is much that will be unrealized until the consummation of this age and the inauguration of the unimaginable future God reserves for his own.
Hmm.
And then, of course, grace describes the undeserved kindness by which salvation is given, but it is also the power word describing the Holy Spirit's operational means. Grace is a force as well as a favor, a verb as well as a noun. And that's kind of an important point to note.
Right.
And then finally, the last verse, it says, created that we should walk in them. The genius of God's new creation work in each believer is that he renovates the nature of his redeemed children to make good works a living possibility. And so, you know, that's a pretty awesome statement. Created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And so you know,
it's
when
quite a calling, quite a responsibility.
It is,
but it also leaves you with understanding what's expected of you.
Yes, exactly. You know, when it says not to just sit there and listen in church,
Right.
But to actually do it.
Yeah, don't be just hearers of the word, but doers of the word.
Like, of the word.
Like Peter says.
Yes, walk in them. Walk in his ways.
I mean, James said. Yeah, the book of James.
Yeah, and so don't just listen and absorb like a sponge and then go home and do nothing.
Right.
You know, it's like going to college. You know, you're learning a trade, a profession, and so that you can go out and be that professional.
So you can get in the fight, man.
That's right.
That's right.
Exactly.
Well, that's cool. Okay, one more time. That scripture is...
So that was Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 10.
All right. There's your guys' assignment. Read that today. Meditate on that.
That's right.
And thank you. So.
Yep, praise God.
All right, let's take that break here real quick. This segment is brought to you by KD Armor, serious body armor for serious times, Christian patriot-owned business, and that is spelled C-A-T-I, KDArmor.com. Stay right there. We'll be back with more right after this.
Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. But there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is threatening.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And this segment two here is brought to you by TLC Web Hosting. If you have a ministry or a business or an event, anything that you have a website for, you want to make sure that that's safely hosted, preferably by a Christian Patriot-owned business, located in the American Redoubt. Well, they take care of hundreds of websites, including ours, and we're very grateful for their service. They do a great job. Check them out at tlcwebhosting.com. All right, Lady Liberty, here we are once again.
That's right, everyone. Welcome back to Trump Tuesday. And we have a statement here from Donald Trump, his actual website, donaldjtrump.com. Hmm. And he's describing here that this whole issue about the Pulitzer Prize, that the panel that awarded the Pulitzer Prize for Russiagate stories is now mum after the scathing expose on reporting failures.
Oh,
and so the
I've not heard of this.
So check this out. The panel that awarded Pulitzer Prizes to the New York Times and Washington Post for reporting related to the discredited Trump-Russia collusion narrative has gone mum as it faces new scrutiny following publication of a four-part series in the Columbia Journalism Review documenting the establishment media pillars' lapses from their claimed journalistic standards. And Trump is actually suing them.
Good.
He says here, because it was a lie, and they got a Pulitzer Prize for reporting on this huge lie. And so
that they won't pull now that it's been proven to be collusion on the part of the deep state to frame him.
They're all like looking, you know, in a different direction, like, oh, who, what, us?
No,
you know?
I don't think so.
And so he says the Pulitzer Prize Board should have long ago rescinded awards given to the Washington Compost, known to some as the Washington Post, and the failing New York Times for their fake stories on the Russia hoax. However, Pulitzer refuses to do the right thing. The hoax has now been further exposed by the devastating, irrefutable piece in the Columbia Journalism Review, and Pulitzer has no comment.
Wow.
I am suing the Pulitzer Board to set the record straight and continue fighting for truth in America.
Yeah, because the Pulitzer, that is an institution. I mean, really, in our society, in our culture, that is a very significant thing, and
it's a prestigious award.
Well, it is, and this really undermines that. Oh, it really debases it.
Definitely.
If they're not going to do the right thing, if it were true and somebody exposes it, then it's great. But once it becomes known that this is a coordinated effort to try to assassinate the character of a sitting president based on false information,
right,
willingly, knowingly, then they should be doing everything they can. They should be falling all over themselves to retract it and make public statements correcting it, and not ignoring the prize-winning pieces that exposes the lie.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
You know. So I mean, there's all kinds of things wrong there, and good for him.
Yep. Yes. He's doing the right thing by suing them, because that's kind of what you just have to do in this era. You have to defend what the truth is, and if that means suing somebody, taking somebody to court over it, and making sure that the truth stands, you know, I mean, I think that is a worthy cause.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and speaking of truth, well, we've got this statement here from what it sounds like Dracula, right? Just if you could just envision Dracula making this statement at the head of the UN, it's actually the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who's a European Portuguese guy, but that accent, he just sounds exactly like Dracula in this statement.
Misinformation.
No. Yeah, that's right. And so listen to what they're instructing the whole world to do now about truth.
We will call for action from everyone with influence on the spread of mis and disinformation on the internet. Governments, regulators, policymakers, technology companies, the media, civil society. Stop the hate. Set up strong guardrails. Be accountable for language that causes harm. And as part of my report to our common agenda, we are convening all stakeholders around the code of conduct for information integrity on digital platforms. And we'll also further strengthen our focus on how mis and disinformation are impacting progress on global issues, including the climate crisis.
Okay, so he's talking about misinformation and disinformation so that we can make sure the truth is told about climate change.
I know.
Boy, now, is there something...
That's like kicking your own self in the behind.
Okay, first of all, you're not talking to America. America is not
under your leadership.
America is, the principles of America are individual liberty and defending individual liberty.
Freedom of speech.
Right. Where what these people are trying to do is replace natural rights, God-given natural rights, with civil rights, which are based on whichever way the wind happens to be blowing at the time, whatever the cultural whims are at the time. And, you know, he's also speaking as the head of a Marxist, godless-based organization.
Yes.
You know what? Defund and dismantle the UN. Give your life to Christ. Read American heritage and history. And then come and talk to us.
That's right.
Then we can start to have a conversation, because you need to absolutely undo what's happened to your mind. For you have no no basis to speak to the world, especially the Western world, at all.
Right. Yeah. We are sovereign, and we plan to stay that way. And so just the fact, I mean, we reported on this a couple weeks ago, because they're saying you are now going to criminalize hate speech in America. And
right.
And sure enough, Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, a Democrat representative from Texas, comes right out with a bill criminalizing speech deemed hateful and racist. And so,
once again, Marxist, godless people trying to tell us, give us lessons on morality.
Yeah, that's right? Hilarious. While all they can do is lie.
Right. While they're trying to shut down what they call extremism, while they look the other way when you have communist revolutionaries calling for the killing of police,
yep,
the tear down of law and order, the killing of whites, killing of people because of the color of their skin.
The refusal to uphold the law.
Right. And across the board. I mean, just across the board. These people they're the enemy of America and Americanism and all of the principles that we stand for. They're enemies of God, which makes them enemies to us.
Right. And in fact, even Washington State is already pushing a bill that goes along with what the UN is trying to push on us. Well, Washington has always walked lockstep to the UN, for crying out loud,
yeah,
which is why they have this HB 1333 that we're watching very closely that says basically you will not have freedom of speech. And all of our extremists' statements about truth, you know, that
right,
we speak the truth, and we're about ready to get shut down for it.
You have godless, unmoral Marxist schooling us on morality,
yep,
passing laws to silence truth when they are murdering our people,
yep,
through the vaccine host, robbing them of their liberties, which they took an oath and swore to defend the liberties of the citizens, while trying to get you to disarm us while they are weakening our military.
It's a communist coup. That's what it looks
absolutely,
like.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. There's no other way. That's not dogmatic. It's calling it what it is.
Right.
So many military people with military backgrounds, military intelligence, look at this and said, this is a coup. Well, we're going to talk more about that tomorrow on Wifflebat Wednesday. The Church of Planned Parenthood. Now, Pastor Ken Peters, God bless him, he's coming back in March. We're going to make sure we see him. With the Church at Planned Parenthood being ordered to pay almost $1 million for defending children by praying on a sidewalk.
Don't give them a cent.
Well, we'll talk about that more tomorrow. This is The Morning Commute. You guys be safe. Join us at 7 a.m. Pacific tomorrow morning.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.